why was I prancing around the stage like a newborn lamb?
Why were we sitting on the edge of the stage in Irish dancing? Misogynistic, there you go, girl. He's a serial killer.
Red.
I don't like that.
Everyone loves the boyfriend.
What's going on here?
What's going on? Welcome back to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. We are coming to you from two different countries today. Live and direct.
My bird can't stop traveling. She's never home.
I literally said, I got home from Vegas less than a week ago, I think. And I was like, that's me done now. No more trips. So sad. I forgot I had this trip.
No, but they come up so like quickly though as well. Sometimes you're just like, I'm genuinely not here. Sorry.
And London is only hop across the pond.
What was that? Did you hear that?
No, what happened?
Oh, was it a drill? I thought it was a dog snoring. It was
The studios are having a makeover. Basically.
The studios are being absolutely ripped asunder. The place looks like an airport, Eva said, which is so true. It's mad. And there's just builders everywhere. And I'm afraid I hit off a pole on the way in. I was like, fuck, the whole place is going to collapse now because of me. I'd break iron. My mum has said it since I'm younger. There's something wrong with me. Everything I touch, I break. I broke the shower actually the other day. So the string in the shower that you pull like to turn on the thing. I pulled the whole thing out
electric,
of the wall.
Yeah.
Whole thing out
so
of the wall.
So does the shower broke now?
It just stays on. I can't pull it to turn it off now, so it's just on constantly.
Kind of like the immersion being on.
Yeah. It's just left
your
on.
Your poor mum's electric bill.
Up the walls, but...
Up to 90.
Yeah, you're in London.
I'm in London. I'm here for an event.
You're there till tomorrow, aren't you?
Till tomorrow morning, and then I'm back, and then we've got Dublin.
Woohoo!
So if you listen to this now, it'll be Dublin Day.
Oh my God, D-Day! Isn't
that D-Day!
Like isn't that a football thing, is it? Is D-Day a football thing?
I think it's like a war thing.
Oh, fuck. I thought D-Day was the day where they like swap all the players and buy them and all, though.
Oh, no. Deadline Day.
Oh, see, could work for that too.
But I think there's a war D-Day, am I right?
Probably.
Some form of that.
Oops. Anyway, Dublin Day.
We're excited. I think having such a good first show in Galway is after making me even more excited as well.
Yeah. It's really after setting the bar high, hasn't it?
Yeah. I feel like people are just buzzing for these shows. I think we're so excited because it's such a different show for us. Like, we've... A whole new, like, we've never had a tour theme, have we?
No, I don't think so.
So it's the Confessions tour. So, like, it's just so much fun. We come out and actually, we won't tell you all the details. Yeah. But we've got a cool video for it. Yeah. And, like, it just feels really new and fresh and fun. So we're so excited. I'm looking back at videos from Galway. I'm like, why was I prancing around the stage like a newborn lamb?
Why were we sitting on the edge of the stage in Irish dancing?
I thought when you sat down, I thought you were about to jump off the stage. I was like,
oh
Ellie.
God, no. Ellie, don't do it. Please don't do it, Ellie. What, like, why?
Two more shows. Why? You break your leg. Because it's quite a big gap to jump down. I know. Yeah, but I'm not sure why we've done that either, actually.
Listen, video looked cool.
It was really cute.
And everyone was singing and we had a ball. So that's all
it
that matters.
It was so much fun. We were hoping that, because we've done Galway Girl, we always finish the show with karaoke. And we were hoping people would like Galway Girl because it's, you know, when like... People think, oh God, it's so stereotypical, like, and they end up hating it. Kind of like when people say stuff about Ireland to us.
Yeah,
like, oh God, certain things, but they actually loved it.
Yeah, it was a really cute. I only knew like the chorus of the song. That was it. So the rest of it, I think I was just like, didn't know any of the rest of it. But Galway was so much fun. I feel like that show flew in.
It went so quick,
didn't it? Even though it was it's two and a half hours, isn't it?
2.5 hours. Yeah. We're like Taylor Swift, basically. Her show's like 3 hours long.
We're basically on the same level.
But guys, afterwards, we just to be so tired.
Oh, exhausted. I was only like texting Sharon the way in the car this morning. I was like, I'm more tired today than I was yesterday. Fell asleep yesterday for like 3 hours during the day. Sun beating in on me. I fell asleep in the bed.
I love that.
Yeah. But I'm more tired today. I always feel like I'm more tired after you get a normal night's sleep.
Yeah, that's so true. I had to go to the airport. Through the airport yesterday and everything was just so slow. Like at one point we were all just stood there looking at the plane. It was like, I was like, why did they take us out here just to look at it? We were all just in a line in a school tour. I was like, please get me on.
No.
And then I ended up having a seat free beside me, so it was really nice.
Did you sleep on the plane?
No, I actually read my book.
Oh, go on the girl.
But I can't even remember what I read because I actually think I was drunk the whole time.
Delirious.
I think I was just delirious. I got like 3 hours sleep because I was up Went to sleep about 4, was up at like before 8 o'clock.
I only listened to your voice notes yesterday, actually, that you were sending me at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Cher sent me a voice note and she goes, "Hi, I just knocked on your door there, but you're obviously..." She goes, "You're obviously in there."
I knocked. I was like...
She goes, "You're obviously in there, but you're obviously asleep." So I just want to know if you have my skincare bag or something. I can't remember the rest of it. I just remember the start of it being like, "You're obviously in there, but you're obviously asleep." I was like, "Check, 4 o'clock in the morning. Passed out, gone, bye."
I was like, "Tip, tip, 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 at the door." Good and then God. I was like, "Right, they're obviously asleep. I saw them about 4. I was going into the room."
Lord. Anyway, oh, it was so fun.
Mm. It was, and that hotel's lovely. It's Galmont.
Stunning. Oh my God, the room was so bloody nice.
Really nice. I would have stayed in that bed all day.
Yeah, it was only in it for about 6 hours. You were probably only in it for about 4.
4. Like my room, you probably wouldn't even have to clean it.
No, just next person there
was,
in.
Even half the bed was still made because I only was in one half of it. But I got 4-star pizza. It was fucking lovely.
Was it?
Oh my God.
I feel maybe like that's not a big drunk. I don't think that's a big thing in Dublin, is it?
Not really.
Is it? Well, I feel like you'd never really hear someone being like, "Oh, I can't wait for a 4-star." Would you?
No, you wouldn't.
My dad's an Apache man.
Oh yeah.
Loves an Apache. Nice. I'm not an Apache.
Yeah, and the Apache cookies, they're like, they're unreal. Sorry, not Apache, sorry, 4-star.
Really?
4-star, yeah.
Maybe you need to give the 4-star a bash.
I'm starving now, just talking about it. Whenever someone talks or puts up pizza, it makes me crave it. I'm not a huge pizza person.
No.
I wouldn't be, like, Chinese would be my go-to order if I was getting a takeaway.
Yeah.
But whenever I see pictures of it, I'm like, I need that now.
Yeah, immediately. Give me.
It's so nice. All the cheese.
Oh, stop.
And then we're in Cork tomorrow, basically, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday. We're in Cork Thursday. Remember I got food poisoning last time we were in Cork?
You were not one bit well.
Oh, I woke up from my sleep and was getting sick. And all
good.
I remember was, "Oh, my Johnny was playing in my head when I was getting sick."
Oh, maybe we should bring that song back for that one.
I love that song. I don't know why it was in my head.
Did they not was play in Cork?
They did. Yeah, that's why it was in my head.
Was it?
Or was it the other song they have? Oh, it wasn't. It was "One Step Out, One Step In Again."
Oh, that one.
Yeah. But it was just playing in my head over and over again. I don't know why when I was getting sick.
I remember you being violently unwell that time in Cork. It's been a while since we did Cork though, isn't it?
Last time we were in Cork, I had just gotten the bob, which is...
I was blonde, I think.
You were? That was last time.
So this will be...
I had a red dress, but I kind of don't want to wear that anymore, so... I think I have bought another one, so we'll see which one's nicer.
Oh, girl, I still have to order. Today's Monday. We've shows on Wednesday and Thursday, and I have to order next day delivery things. So,
Ellie,
pray for me.
I'm praying.
God.
Do you know what? I feel like this time I've thought more about the logistics of my outfits, because before I just picked something because I like it, but now I'm like, right, I actually need to be able to, like, remember the corset when I wore it? It was literally so tight that I couldn't sit properly.
Yeah.
I had to sit like a pencil. I was like, I can't be doing that now.
No.
So everything is a bit more comfortable.
Good.
And not bursting out on the back.
Comfort is key.
Last time my corset just ripped open and my arse nearly popped out.
Sure, listen. It'd be a secret for the show. Nobody else would know because they're not recorded or on.
No. Perfect. Guys, this camera is making me look very fierce pale. I look sick.
No, it's not fierce pale, she says.
Fierce pale. Goes to Galway once.
Yeah.
Also, I was doing so much tequila in Galway. I wasn't even drinking. I was just doing shots.
Were you?
Like, I nursed my drinks. I literally had one in my hand the whole night in Galway and then was just shotting things.
Out with a bang in Galway. Yeah. Perfect. Can't believe you didn't go to Taft.
So, I know. I don't know where that is. I don't know where anything is. Real I was just sad. Getting brought around to the Keys. And then I saw the front door, black door.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
My dad said he likes that.
It's just the cutest little, the streets and the town are just the cutest little things in the world. Like,
it's adorable.
Isn't
like,
it?
I really, really love it.
Maybe we should go back for the Christmas markets.
Yeah, maybe we should.
That would be cute.
I feel like it's if someone has an image in their head of Ireland, like it would be that.
Galway. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cute. We love it, guys.
We
today want to talk about, it's a new, there's always dating trends going around and like all these new words for things that probably already exist.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about nanoships. So it's a new dating trend. So They're kind of the opposite of situationships. No commitment, no follow-up, just living in the moment. It's like the little spark you get on a night out or even at a wedding. There's a cheeky eye contact, a bit of flirting, little kiss, but that's it. No text the next day, no what are we kind of chat. Just a little bubble of connection, like a relationship in one night, if you will,
okay,
kind of thing. But then I'm like, this is not just a one-night stand.
Yeah, is it not just a
fancy name?
Yeah. Is it not just like yeah, putting a bit of glitter on an already existing thing? Do you know what I mean? Is that not? But I wonder, is it the whole like romanticizing of it? Like you said, like at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
Is it already knowing I am never going to see this man or woman again? Like, let's just romanticize.
Like a holiday romance.
Yeah, romanticize the shit out of it for one night kind of thing. I wonder, is it like that? Yeah,
true.
Because a one night...
Is weddings...
A one night stand, like, I don't know. Is that more of a just spur in the moment? Like, you're not necessarily romanticizing it kind of thing. I don't know.
True. And also, there was no mention of sex here. So it says... Eye contact, bit of flirting, maybe even a kiss. So like, it's kind of all the rest, basically, apart from going that far. So yeah. I think this is cute.
Yeah, I think you can look at it so many ways, and like, you can make it kind of whatever you want, if that makes sense.
Are weddings like good places for people to like, do people link up at weddings?
I think so. I've often seen stuff online and it's like, excuse me, it's like the bridesmaid or one of the bridesmaids doing a speech or something, and she'd be like, everybody, like, put your drink up, and everybody who's in a relationship, put your drink down. And she'd be like, I'm just trying to suss out who's single in the room.
Just to try put, yeah, oh my God.
So I think it is kind of a thing where, like, yeah, like you see in movies and stuff, like a bridesmaid.
And love is in the air.
Yeah, it's just a real romantic place kind of thing. So
everyone's got a hotel room. Yeah.
So I think it is that kind of thing that at weddings it's kind of, oh, who's single?
Yeah, true. Because I feel like weddings are a time like when you're watching a wedding. I've only been to one wedding, but when you're watching take place, you're like imagining yourself.
Yeah.
Getting married or like things like that. So maybe people are like, fuck, I need to find someone maybe here.
Scouting the room out. Who's available? The room.
Would you, you're obviously in a relationship, mm-hmm. but would you be into a nano ship? Do you feel like they're a waste of time or like...
Yeah, no, I don't think they'd be for me. I'm very, I'm very like heart on my sleeve type of girl. Like obviously I'm in a relationship now, but I know how I was kind of thing. I'm very like...
You'd be like, what are we?
I'm basically a stalker. Vibe. Yeah. What are we? Yeah. One kiss. So marry me now? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because if it's as magical as they're making it sound, I'm like, why would you not want to see them again?
Exactly. You're like, oh my God, this was so amazing for this one night. Imagine this for the rest of my life. That's the way I'd be thinking if it was me in that situation. But
I know. I think it's cute. Like, because sometimes there's times when you can't see them again, or like maybe they live halfway across the world or like things like that. When I'm like, that's kind of cute because it's like literally just a little... moment in time. But I feel like I'm such a not a hopeless romantic person, but I love so I'd be like, oh, maybe like that was meant to be, like I should move to Australia and move to New York, and like I would be thinking that in my head. I do think like that.
Like, I'd say stuff like this happens way more often than we think. Like,
I'm trying to think, have I ever been in one with not knowing it was a nano ship?
Like, have you ever had a, like, on a night out or, like, at a certain event or on a certain holiday? Was there, like, a one-time thing or, like...
I've definitely, like, just kissed people.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll just be like, oh, God, now I need to run away.
Charlene isn't thinking, oh, can I see them the next day? She's like, get me out of here.
No, but sometimes I get the ick after I kiss someone.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh...
Oh no.
Ew. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Only very rarely when it happens. I'm like, I need to evacuate the area.
You can't undo that ick.
You can't undo it. No. It's not even nothing to do with them. It's just like, ew, we've just kissed.
Yeah, ew, get away. Get away from me.
And it seems like they're nice looking man. It could be fine. I don't know what it is. It's a me problem, I think.
Do you think there's harm in this kind of thing? Like, say for instance at a wedding or like at a certain special occasion. And you do have that connection with someone. Do you think there is like harm in that? To just romanticize it for one night only and then nothing?
I think it's cute. I think the more experiences you have with people, like whether it be like you don't even kiss them and you just have a flirt, or like whatever, they have eye contact, what the thing says. Like, it's all building up to, like, finding the person that you want to be with and, like, find out what you like in people and, like, what you don't like and things like that. So I feel like, I don't think it's ever, like, a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it, like we were saying, it depends on the type of person that you are. If you're someone who does wear their heart in their sleeve or thinks that you'll want to see them again, I wouldn't recommend. I feel like you'll wreck your own head type of thing. But if you're someone who can just be living in the moment, living in that little bubble for that short amount of time and just like taking it all in and being self-aware that you know it's going to go nowhere else. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Having that like boundary with yourself. But then I think it's really hard to find two people who are on the same page, I would imagine, because it's like, how do you know that if you're a really free spirit and you're the one who's going to be chill about it, like, what? How do you know that he's going to be the same? And he's texting the next day, and also it's hard to find that.
That same mentality in two people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when it's not the likes of like the what we're saying about the dating apps where like you can put on if you want to be just casual. Like, it's different. Whereas in person, it's like, you just don't know that. But I think the prime time for something like this is like a holiday, a wedding, like just something brief.
Yeah.
And in the moment.
Where you'll think it won't keep going, but like, it's like, oh, that was cute.
You're getting like your dopamine hit without having to be attached in a relationship. Like, you're getting, because I think the difference between a one-night stand and this is like, this doesn't necessarily need to have sex in it, but when I stand is like, there's not one bit of romance probably involved. Like, it's literally just what it is. Whereas this, it's like the other stuff, but not the sex.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you feel like women are more judged for wanting something like this, like a nano ship or like even the likes of Friends with Benefits than men?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why we all think that, though. Like, it's such a different outlook for men and women. So you see it everywhere all the time. It's like a man sleeps with however many girls, he's a hero. A woman does the same, she's a slut. Like, it's...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Misogynistic.
There you go, girl. But it is. So like, if a man was to say to a group of his fellow friends or whatever, oh yeah, no, I'm only looking for a one night stand tonight. Yeah, cool, you're deadly. Whereas a girl does it. And like, now, depending on the type of friends she has, there's probably girls I know who'd be like, fair play to you, yeah, deadly. But I can imagine the outlook from, or looking from the outside in on that, she'd be more judged than he would be.
100%. It's just how society is, though, with stuff. It's just like, women can't say, oh, I would like casual sex, or like, without someone being like, oh, that's strange. Like, with most people, we've got a better mindset. And like, I feel like maybe younger generations as well. But then I feel like older generations are still stuck in the mindset of like, men can want that, but a woman can't.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. She can never voice how she or what she wants. No.
No. It's actually fucked up.
It's backwards, isn't it?
It's pretty fucked. Do you think I feel like nanoships happen, but you don't actually know you're in them at the time. Like, you're not like looking for a nano ship. It's just like fancying someone and giving them a little kiss.
Yeah. It's something that when you come out of it, you look back and you're like, oh, is that what that was? Like, it would only click with you afterwards that you were in that.
I feel like I actually low-key had one. Now that I think about it, years ago, what I just thought, it was on holidays with the girls. I must have been 20 maybe. This was like my bleach blonde hair era, like to the roo. Like, but I met this guy in the beach club, and we weren't in love, but like we were the whole day and just kissing.
And then you never heard of him again.
No, well, we were actually gonna meet up because he lives in the UK, but then we never did.
Oh,
so it just stayed as a nano ship.
But that's kind of like cute to think back on, and
yeah.
But in that moment, you probably didn't know you were like that.
I don't know if I want to cut this part out, but I'm afraid someone's going to find them, but there's pictures of me on the Beach Club page meeting the face off.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's tragic.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, that was kind of a nano shift because it was just like a little moment in time. I wasn't expecting that to come out of it. He wasn't either. It was just like, Because I feel like sometimes when you meet someone and kiss someone, like sometimes you just think they're hot, but sometimes you actually really get on with them. And I feel like that was like us.
Yeah. Do you think it's better to get on with someone at a deeper level if you don't think it's going to go forward? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think, say at a wedding, for instance,
yeah,
you meet a random man, like you never thought it was going anywhere, you didn't know who he was beforehand, and you just have a real like intimate connection. You are just talking all night and it's just
chemistry.
Yeah, like a real chemistry connection. Do you think, in my head, I think that would be harder to ignore.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, what if that's my person?
Yeah.
We just clicked, we got on so well. But I'm like, how many people did I just click with like in the past? I always think that. I'm like, this, it doesn't mean you're actually meant to be. You're probably going to get on with a fucking wall.
A brick wall, yeah.
And sometimes we romanticize men when it's actually, you actually just like who you are around them and how you like, they bring out a good part in you maybe.
Mm.
But like, you don't actually like the man. You just actually think you're pretty funny.
You know what? You actually realize you are the cool one.
You are the fun and cool one.
Yes, that's what you bring to it. That's so true though. Like people can just bring out a different side in you and you like who you are around them.
Yeah, or you just like, you just get on and you're just like, your personality shines through or something and you're like, looking back, that man was not one bit special. It was just how I felt around the person.
I was the special one, yes. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good way to get over things.
Isn't it?
What do you do if you get into the fields in the nano ship?
Run, do you? I don't know.
I feel like this is a hot take, but I think when you get into fields with something, surely the other person also has fields. I don't think fields can be one-sided.
You said that before, actually. You were like, you can't fancy someone and them not fancy you. Like, it has to be...
Fancy is different because you could be like... Someone could be like Channing Tatum and he's not going to fancy me. Like,
yes, he
but
would.
I fancy him. That's different.
He would
That's
fancy
different.
You anyway. But
no, he wouldn't.
No, he would. But sorry.
I love you.
So you've said this before. Like, you can't, it's hard for feelings to just go one way kind of thing.
Chemistry works both ways. Like, you know, the vibe from someone, like, it's, I just think you can't like someone on that level and them not like you back. I just think that's.
You both feel it.
You both feel it, you know, like I've never done the conversation of like, I really like you. Because I think you just know when they like you back and you know your feelings.
Yeah, you can both feel it. Like, I don't think the attention would be reciprocated. Is that the word?
No.
Like, if he's giving you all the indications that he's into you, you can just kind of take that for what it is.
Yeah. You kind of know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way of like, I think sometimes the best things start when there's no pressure put on them. I think something like that. There is no pressure because you're not actually looking for something. They're not looking for something. Like, it might actually be a nice way to meet someone in the end.
Yeah.
But also, it could just be that, like, that a one day thing and it's forever left in the beach club.
Yeah. Like a Disney movie, it would be.
Like a Disney film.
Yeah. If We're anybody gonna... feels like they've been in and like a nano relationship or had that experience like that at a wedding or anything, please let us know. Like, I want to hear all the... All the beautiful stories about that. Like, times when you've met someone and you've just never seen them again, but it was magic.
Magical.
Yes.
Magical moment for a brief second. We're going to move on to Red Flag Radar. So these are sent into our email address as well as our next segment of Secrets from the Stalls. It's HowMyDrinkGotGoLoudNow.com. And here we get to try and tell you if they're red flags or if you're being... If you're being colourblind.
Yeah.
What is if it's red or if it's green. Okay, the first one is, he doesn't have a side of the bed and just gets into whichever he feels on the night. This feels like psychopath behaviour to me.
He's a serial killer. Yeah.
He is, yep.
No.
Yep.
That's odd.
That's scary.
Absolutely not. How can you just get into whatever side of the bed?
Even when I'm in hotels, I'm literally in a hotel bed now, I'm on my side of the bed.
Yeah. It would feel weird not to.
Red.
I don't like that.
No, you especially with it, when you're with someone in the bed, you have to have sides.
You have to have sides because then it also means then that your side is compromised if he just randomly picks your side one night.
Feeling. And then every second night you're feeling uncomfortable and can't sleep.
Absolutely not. Red.
Red.
Definitely. The next one is, always forgets to text me good night and says he fell asleep.
Red.
Hate this. I'm with Graham how long now? And if that man forgot to text me goodnight, well, he'd get an earful in the morning. I don't know what it is. It's such like a... See, in my head, I think of it like you just fell asleep. No one just falls asleep.
Unless, I think the very, very, very odd time someone does. If yeah. they're like really hungover, really tired.
I think it's nice to just feel like you're the last thing on their mind. It's real selfish vibes, isn't it?
Yeah. Even though no one's the last thing on my mind, because I literally would go on TikTok after yeah. midnight.
But it's like a warm, fuzzy feeling just to get that good night text. There's yeah, it about is. It. Yeah.
And it's just the end of your day and until the morning, and it's nice.
Yeah.
I've had someone before that was like this, and it was literally every night. I was like, he's definitely up to no good.
Really? Like he'd never text yeah. you goodnight?
No, he'd be like, just fell asleep. It was like 3 a.m. Just woke up to pee and I realised I fell asleep and didn't text you.
Do you think though can you expect a good night text and a good morning text?
That is the bare minimum.
Is it? Love that.
I think if a man, if that's what you want, because some people aren't big texters and don't really text, but it's not that much to ask for two words.
Good morning, good night.
Good night. Yeah. And you can each do it. Like you could send the first night text, he said night, and then he could send the morning text and say good morning. Like yeah. it's just, but then again, some people don't text, some people don't like doing that.
So. I think it's just nice to be like acknowledged. Thought of. It's really, yeah. it's such a like warm feeling to think that you were just randomly on someone's mind to be like, yeah. oh, good morning or good night.
I'm a bad texter though. I feel like I really have to be concentrated to be text. Like sometimes I forget people exist. Oh God, my AirPod filled in my top. No, because I have ADHD. It's actually a thing. With ADHD, like it's called object impermanence, but can happen with people as well. They genuinely forget people exist.
Fuck off, is that actually real?
I swear to God.
What?
It's like what objects, if I don't have something, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist to me. It's not
no
there. But
way.
Like some people can be like that. It's someone you haven't seen in years or something like, okay. not years, sorry, but like you haven't talked in a while even. I'm just like, oh fuck.
Oh fuck, I forgot about them. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, full on. I know, it's really bad.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I like that.
So anyone who haven't replied to that, just forgot you existed. How do you explain that to a man?
I know.
They think you're a big fat liar and just don't want to talk to them. Wouldn't come with me to the Home I Drink live show when my friends weren't free.
Red. What do you mean?
The men are always welcome and they always have fun.
I'd say they have a bloody ball.
They mightn't want to admit it to themselves, but no, they have fun.
They have fun, definitely. And so many people come with their girlfriends or
mm-hmm.
like, oh my God, Red, why wouldn't he want to come and have such a great night? Cheek of him.
We're not one bit biased at this one at all. Like oh, we actually met a girl as well who came by herself to Galway.
Yes.
Shout out to her.
So many
unreal.
People do that. And it's such a like, it's such a wholesome thing to know that like we both of us are saying to her, everybody is here for the same reason. So don't be afraid to ever come on your own. People sitting beside you are there for the same reason you are. So it's just yeah. all good vibes.
Yeah. That takes serious like courage and balls
it
to
does.
Do that as well. So. Claps for her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So nice to meet her. She's so lovely. We have Sequence Stalls next. So this is today's. This is our dilemma. Hey girls, I love the pod. I'm so happy for Ellie and her blossoming relationship and Charlene's decision to go solo traveling. Couldn't be happier for two of the loveliest ladies.
That's so nice.
Love you.
Aww.
I met my boyfriend abroad, but after staying abroad for 3 years, two being with him, I decided to come back to Ireland to do my master's while he finishes off his last year of uni abroad, meaning we have been doing long distance for the past 2 months. I have to be honest, after a year and a half, I mentally checked out and my heart hasn't been in the relationship since. I know that I chose to come back to Ireland so that I could just get away and really reflect on whether I want to be in the relationship or not. I want to break up with him, but he has some important exams coming. I know he'll try and talk me out of it, but I just feel like I'll just chicken out. I don't know how to bring myself to break someone else's heart. Every time I think of it, I get too upset and talk myself out of it. I've done some reflecting. I saw a red flag from the start, like not being generous enough for my liking or how he speaks to his mother. And I just decided to believe that maybe over time he changed, because people do and can change. I just want a script to follow to break up with him, but I've never broken up with someone before. It would be over a video call. I'm afraid of his reaction. I don't want to hurt him. Any advice, please?
ChatGPT.
Honestly, ChatGPT is so good. They will give you a script.
Oh, they will. I think regardless, he's going to be hurt. So I don't think focus on that too much. Like, it's going to be a hurtful situation no matter what way you approach it or the words you use. Yep. He will be hurt. So I don't think... Don't hone in on that too much and worry about that too much. Yeah, I don't think there's a way of like not upsetting someone when you break up with them.
No.
And unless they give you loads of money or something, then it'll be fine. Here's the lotto.
Softens the blow. Yeah. I feel like you need to like think of yourself and situation, and also you're actually hurting someone more in the long run by being with them and you're checked out, because people can tell.
Yeah.
I also am someone that can't fake feelings. Like, I can tell myself. I can't, like, I've never been able to fake how I felt with anyone in that sense. Like, I just have to be, like, really brutally honest about it and be like, look, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I just think, like I said, you're hurting them in the long run by not doing it.
Yeah.
And it's gonna break you down. It's gonna break them down. It's not gonna be nice, and it might end up being nasty because you feel resentment. You might end up snapping at them quicker. Your fuse will be shorter because you know you don't want to be in it, but you're only in it for them.
Yeah.
And like, that's not fair in either of you in the situation. So you have to put yourself first. You're not happy. He's not giving you what you want, and that's okay. Like, we're as women and as men, anyone, we're allowed to know what we want in a relationship. If we're not getting that, you can leave. Like, that's a good enough reason to leave something. You can still have so much love for someone. You can still have all the feelings. But if it's not doing it for you anymore, you don't need to be in it. And you shouldn't feel like you have to be just because time has went by, just because he's going to feel sad. Like, that's not a reason to stay in something.
Yeah. Like, there's so many reasons. Like, I feel like she's listing off reasons to stay, like him having the exams or him, like, she doesn't want to hurt him. You're thinking of them more than you're thinking of yourself in this, and like your
cup isn't being filled. You are.
Yeah, and that's in a sense, that's like nice of you to think like that too. But if your cup isn't being filled and like you're just genuinely not getting what you used to be getting out of a relationship, like Shara said, that is a reason. There doesn't have to be any scandal. There doesn't have to be bad blood. There doesn't have to be anything else in it. Like, if one side of a relationship is not happy, it's bad to string the other one along, and both of you end up getting hurt.
Yeah. I think we can't give you a script to follow, obviously, but ChatGPT can. But I think it's obviously over a video call. I think just being really honest, being like, look, I felt emotionally checked out. I don't know if you've noticed over the past while, which he probably has, and probably hasn't wanted to
bring
like
up.
People do clock on to stuff. Men not so much sometimes, but like they do as well over time. But I just think this relationship isn't for me anymore. I think saying it, you need to be really clear on like that you are done, because if you start saying, oh, I just feel like this way, he might try like talk it out of it or say things to keep you there. And like, you need to be very clear and very sure that like you want it to end and you're not going to be talked out of it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like, be like, look, and if he tries to talk it, be like, look, I really understand your feelings. I'm sorry to even have to do this. I obviously never wanted to, but this is how I feel, and it's ending. Like, that's it.
Do you think a time like this is the time where he could turn around and be like, I'll change, I'll do this, I'll like everything that she might be upset over, he'll then decide that he can change.
But I think the stuff that she doesn't like is stuff that I don't really even find about them. I think it's just stuff she picked up on, like
over
being
the years.
Scabby, speaking to his mom, like she probably's never even voiced that to him, but they're just red flags that you just ignore.
Yeah.
But I think red flags from the start, guys, they don't disappear.
No, they stay a luminous red.
Most people end up breaking up over the stuff that they noticed in the first fucking week.
Yeah, you just like, choose to ignore it through the middle.
Yeah, you do. Everyone wants to like, but by the sound of it, it's like yous aren't actually, like nothing really bad is happening in the relationship. Yous aren't fighting. It's just that you no longer are in love with him. You might have love for him, but it sounds like she's kind of fallen out of love. So I think you don't need to say them words so much. I just think being very clear that this is a breakup, it's not me trying to just bring something up. I want this to end.
Yeah.
But he's going to be hurt. You can't, like, saying I don't want to hurt him, like, unfortunately, it's as shit as it is. he's going to be hurt, but so are you. Like, you're in your relationship, you're going to be upset, like, you're going to break up as well, so give yourself some grace for that as well. But you'll be fine, and please update us.
Yeah, please.
Love you. Phone a friend. We haven't done this in a while because we've always ran over time.
I know.
And we've never got to add it in, but this is where we get advice from the listeners. So on our Instagram page, Home Drink Pod, we put a dilemma up and our listeners give advice to the other listeners.
I love this. These are all so like level-headed and like, yeah. But I do like as well when we get the replies in, they're from both sides too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it can go either way. So this is today's phone a friend. Me and my boyfriend of 2 years broke up 2 weeks ago. My parents cannot stand him. The whole reason why we broke up is because he couldn't be the person that I wanted him to be. We met up a couple of weeks ago and it was magical. I really saw a change in him. Everything I've longed and wished for when we were together. Now the problem is, we both want to be back together, but my family doesn't support that idea. They've even given me an ultimatum, either him or them. It's so unfair and shitty and I don't know what to do.
Wait, they broke up 2 weeks ago, but they met up a couple of weeks ago.
Me and my boyfriend of 2 years broke up 2 weeks ago. Maybe two months ago, she meant. And then they met up a couple of weeks ago.
Maybe. Unfortunately, I don't think someone can change in a space of 6 weeks. I don't want to be the bearer of that, but... No, but they can't. Like, people are great at telling you that, and sometimes you need
in the moment
to tell you, like, that's not possible.
Yeah. No.
Like... Men will tell you everything you want to hear sometimes just to get you back in their life.
Mm. The first reply we have is, maybe the family is seeing something that she can't. Love can make you blind, which is so true.
Yeah. When your family can see something and friends, you need to sometimes listen.
Yeah. Like, there's been so many times in my life, even I've been like, no, you're all big fat liars.
And lying
then,
to me.
Yeah. Months later, you're like, fuck, why didn't I just listen to them?
Yeah. Ask him to organise a meeting with your parents.
Ooh.
God. Family meeting.
Oh my goodness. Your family can always see the difference in someone before you see them. So I would listen. This is really true. And even like when you're younger, you never want to believe that ever. Like, you never want to believe it. Your mother sees things that you physically can't. And it's only afterwards.
And it's,
you have to go back with your tail between your legs and be like, fuck, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. And also there's a difference between your parents not liking him and cannot stand him. So I feel like he's done bad, really bad things.
Yeah.
And I think 6 weeks of a breakup is not enough to undo that all. And it might feel magical because you're like, oh, we're in a bubble. Like, I missed him in these weeks. Like, but it's always going to feel magical. Ask them for you all to have a proper conversation and discuss how you feel and what you want.
Oh, it's real Jeremy Kyle vibes. Like, I think if you have to go to that extent, Jeremy Kyle, is that someone?
Oh, Jeremy Kyle, sorry, I don't know what you said. Yeah.
Well, I think if you have to go to that extent, like, there's clearly an issue. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's probably someone better out there, Brie.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to, I don't think, you shouldn't have to necessarily have family meetings with your boyfriend to get your family to like your boyfriend. Like, hello, like, alarms going off. That is a problem. Yeah. I think that's a problem. Yeah. That should not be a healthy relationship.
Him or them, family should be supportive, especially if you're happy and you see a change in him.
Him or them.
I think if you're picking between family and a boyfriend, I'd always pick family. Unless your family are really problematic.
Yeah.
But I think if they hate him that much that they don't want anything to do with him or you being with him.
There's clearly a problem. There's something there. If someone makes you choose between them and someone else, I'd pick the other person.
Everyone loves the boyfriend.
What's going on here?
What's going on? Her family should not have put her in the situation. If he's changed, she should give it a go.
Guys! They clearly see something.
We don't have the context of what he's done. So we're all kind of guessing game.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Go with your gut feeling on it and do what you think will be best for yourself.
They have your best interest at heart. And if he wants to be with you, he needs to understand that.
He needs to prove that to you and your families by his actions.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell them all to get over it.
God. He's who she wants to be with now. Give it a few weeks, he'll be back to himself. Boy, bye.
Mm.
Any man that my family haven't liked, I've always looked back on and be like, oh, I can see now why.
Yeah.
It's always, hindsight is a beautiful thing.
Isn't it? And the last one we have in is literally, parents know best in these situations, and they do. No one knows you like your parents, and nobody is able to pick up so quickly on somebody who isn't good for you in your life. They pick up on that. Whether you want to believe it or you want to hear it in that moment or not is another situation. But I promise you, if you go with what they're saying, it might not be straight away, it might be a few months, might be a few years, you will look back and thank them and be like, okay, you saw it before. Yeah. It's just a timing thing. They see things before you see it.
Yeah. And like, you might think this man is your soulmate, love of your life, like, but if he's done something really bad, which I feel like he has, there's going to be a man out there who's a soulmate and love for life, but like, hasn't done something bad.
Yeah, like, imagine how lovely it is for your family to actually like your boyfriend. Yeah. It's the nicest feeling in the world.
Yeah,
it's so,
it is.
So I nice. Know. Like,
sometimes they like you more than they like you. They like them.
Like, imagine how much nicer. And I'm not saying, like, oh, go off and get with someone else straight away or go and find someone else. I know it's so hard. When you're in these situations, it's so much harder to listen to everybody giving you all these opinions from every angle around you. It's hard to take it all in, but yeah, I'm siding with the family here today.
Yeah, same. Thank God. We're going to just butt in. We don't usually give advice on that because it's the listening advice, but we have to butt in.
I'm butting in.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, if you still want to come tonight, the Dublin show.
We have
a couple tickets left and it's now Monday, so I don't know if they'll be gone by then. But if there is, it'll be on Ticketmaster. And then tomorrow is Cork in the Opera House.
Yes.
As of now, there's a couple tickets left also, but just have a little look on the Opera House website.
Also, at the live shows as well, just giving you a tiny little insight. As you might have seen, we are based around the Confessions Tour. Everything, like I said, is just kept to the one show. So you will only ever hear these scandalous confessions and these kind of secrets that we spill at the live shows. We do get a lot of dilemmas in as well from people who are actually in the crowd, aren't they, Cher?
Mm-hmm. These are next level. Like, people were like gasps or gusps.
Gasps or gusps.
Jaws were on the floor, including my own.
Yeah.
And we had mental confessions. We had dilemmas on screen, then we had confessions through voice messages on our phone as well, which was so fun. So if you are coming tonight or tomorrow in Dublin or Cork, you'll hear them. If you're not, what are you doing? Go get tickets.
Yes.
We are back for Monday for Home I Drink Extra Spice. All dilemmas and stuff and everything comes into our email. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. So make sure to send them in. If you've gotten it all, send on in.
Anything. We love to hear everything. And updates. We love a good update.
We love a good update.
We do.
I haven't got one in a while. We need to get some updates.
Come on, lads. Fill us in with the updates.
Come on.
But that's us, I think, is it?
That's it from us, guys.
That's us.
Love you loads.
We'll see you next week.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.